We're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 11th chapter, text 58. Ramanandaraya Aji, Tomara Premaguna. Prabhu Agye Kahite Prabhura Pirigya Lamana. Ramanandaraya. Ramanandaraya. Aji. Today. Tomara. Your. Premaguna. Quality of love. Prabhu Agye. In front of the Lord. Kahite. When he described. Prabhura. Of Lord Sri Chaitanya. Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu. Pirigela. Became changed. Mana. The mind. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord has already changed His mind due to Ramananda Raya's description of your pure love for Him. Purport. At first, the Lord did not want to see the king, but due to the Bhattacharya's and Ramananda Raya's earnest endeavors, the Lord's mind was changed. The Lord already declared that Krishna would be merciful upon the king due to the king's service to the devotees. This is the process by which one can advance in Krishna consciousness. First, there must be the devotee's mercy. Then Krishna's mercy will descend. Okay. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasada, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. Our first duty, therefore, is to satisfy the spiritual master who can arrange for the Lord's mercy. A common man must first begin to serve the spiritual master or the devotee. Then, through the mercy of the devotee, the Lord will be satisfied. Unless one receives the dust of a devotee's lotus feet on one's head, there is no possibility of advancement. This is also confirmed by a statement of Prahlad Maharaj's in Srimad Bhagavatam. 7.5.32 Naishamati stavad uru kramangrim sprishatyanar tapagamo yad arta mahisham mahiyasam padarajo bishekam nishkinchanan nam nan vrinita yavad. Unless one approaches a pure devotee, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Prataparudra worshipped both Ramananda Raya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thus he touched the lotus feet of pure devotees and was able thereby to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have a central motive in this lila, which is getting the mercy of the devotees. There's a few scenes before, which we discussed on Thursday. First scene is Sarvabhauma. King Prataparudra, he's a very advanced devotee. He has love for Krishna and for Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya uses him to give an example how to treat materialistic people. The first scene, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya comes to Lord Chaitanya. As he says, the king wants to see you. And Lord Chaitanya says, what? A king? No. It's this, I'm a sannyasi. I don't meet with the materialistic people. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, no, but he's not a king like that. He's a devotee. No. Don't ever ask these kind of things again. So it's very strong. And then second scene, Ramananda Raya comes and he tells Lord Chaitanya,
The king was his superior. Ramananda Raya is governor, was a governor. He went to the king and asked, look, I want to retire. Just chant Hare Krishna and serve Lord Chaitanya. And the king was very happy. And he gave him a pension, like the whole salary he had as a governor, which was not very little. And Ramananda Raya goes to Lord Chaitanya and tells him this. And Lord Chaitanya is very happy. Oh, he did something for my devotee. So Krishna will be merciful for to him at some point. So this then in this third scene where Sarvabhatacharya explains to the king what was the position of Lord Chaitanya, what was his reaction. And King Prarada Pararudra shows his determination. Yes, no problem, but still will persevere. I want to see the Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhatacharya tells him this verse today, that due to the king's, due to Ramananda Raya's mercy, Lord Chaitanya already changed his mind. But externally, it will take some time. But internally, Lord Chaitanya already changed his mind. And Sarvabhatacharya gives him the solution, what on the Ratha Yatra day, this will happen, that will happen, and then you can get to see Lord Chaitanya. And so Sarvabhatacharya gives him some instruction, and the interesting thing is that King Prataparudra even also follows this instruction. that's rare. Anyway, that's half joke. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Maharaj said once that he has four disciples. He has two hands and two legs, because these disciples will listen. for these four, he's sure that they will listen. that's all. Anyway, so we have the fourth scene. We have devotees who arrive from Bengal. They usually arrived every year to see the Ratha Yatra. And Gopinathacharya, his brother-in-law, some relative of Sarvabhatacharya, and he was a devotee before him, before Sarvabhatacharya. So he comes and he tells the king, oh, there's this group, they came from Bengal, 200 only. A big group. And he asked the king, okay, can you arrange something? So the king was very happy to do this. This is classical Varnashrama system, that when the brahmanas come to a kshatriya, the brahmana says, you know, we need this. And the kshatriya says, okay, how much? What do I need to do? And they just do it. Finished, you know, like no questions asked, no like, oh, it's too expensive, is this? No, just finish. No, like, okay, you want accommodation, 200 people? No problem, we'll arrange. So the king says, yes, okay, no problem, we'll arrange. And they have a discussion there, and then after the discussion, Maharaj Prataparudra actually arranges. That's also shocking, you know, like the devotees ask him to do something, he says he will do it, and then he goes to the people in charge and he says, you have to do it. So, and they actually do it. And then he says, the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be carefully carried out. Although the Lord may not give direct orders, you are still to carry out his desires simply by understanding his indications. You just stick around, and whenever Lord Chaitanya wants something, you do it. And you do it before he asks. They say there's different types of devotees. No. First class devotee knows, oh, now it's this thing and he will want this, and he just brings it. See, the Doyal Chandra Prabhu knows that Mukunda will fall asleep, so he has this service to him. Before he falls asleep. And then that's first class. And the second class is that the spiritual master has to tell him, you know, like you know, it's lunch, if you have something, if you can give some prasadam. And then when the spiritual master says this, he will just go and he's like, all right. And he arranges something and he brings some prasadam. That's second class. I mean, that's a bit extreme, but the spiritual master tells you what you should do, and you actually do it. This second class. First class is, you know, before he tells you what you should do, and you do it. That's first class. And, of course, third class is, he comes and tells you, can you do this? Yes. Yes, Guru Maharaj. And then after a few hours, he tells you again, can you, you know this? Sometimes it happens to... Maharaj tells me to do something and I just forget, you know, like I'm just flip out. And I go to see him again and he's like, what happened with that thing? And then, like something simple, like a light bulb or something. What happened to our light bulb? Sorry, I forgot. So that's third class, and then fourth class, and fifth class, you know, and sixth class, and no class. Oh, anyway, the king instructs his servants that whenever Lord Chaitanya might want something, bam, it's already there. Anyway, so this is 14. The devotees come from Bengal, and Gopinath Acharya asks for some accommodation, and the king actually does it. And by doing this service, King Pratraparudha gradually gets the mercy of the devotees. After some time, the king goes to his capital, who is a bit outside Jagannath Puri, as far as I understand, and he asks Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you know, I still want to see Lord Chaitanya, you know, if you can arrange something. You know, and he tells me, maybe if all the devotees say something, you know, devotees go and then they go say something to Lord Chaitanya, then maybe he will accept. Standard method. Devotees like you, Lord Chaitanya will like you. And then the devotees meet and they say they have a plan. They say, we'll go to Lord Chaitanya, we'll just glorify the king and we'll not ask anything. We'll not say anything, you know, like, because we'll not ask him to meet the king. We'll just go and put things on the table. Like, sometimes you can do that when you deal with people. You just say something and just, like, putting things on the table, you know, like, just, oh, this would be nice to be done. And then you just leave, you know, like, just drop an idea. So that's their plan. So they go to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and everyone else. So there's some group, and they go there, and then they go in front of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is like, so... You came and you wanted to say something, and like, you know, they are a bit reluctant because they know Lord Chaitanya is not very agreeable to this idea. And they say, oh, you know, actually the king will become a mendicant, will just give up his kingdom if you don't see him, because he doesn't see any worth in the kingdom if you don't see him. So Lord Chaitanya was softened a bit more. No. But externally he was more or less, he said, no, what's this crazy idea? But internally, I think, okay, he's starting to like the king. So there's internal and external. And then Lord Nityananda gives a proposal. He says, like, yeah, okay, if you don't want to meet the king, then you can give him one of your clothes. And then this is like a sign that you will meet him in the future. You just give something. Like in Sankirtan, just give a small donation. Just give 1 cent, but you have to give something. So, anyway. Lord Chaitanya says, okay, whatever you decide. You know, whatever. So he gives they get one old cloth from Lord Chaitanya, and the king is somehow very happy. He puts it on the altar. He worships it as non-different from Lord Chaitanya, which is correct. So this is next scene, that the king gets a cloth from Lord Chaitanya. And then there's next scene, Ramananda Raya and the king come to Jagannath Puri, and Ramananda Raya goes to meet Lord Chaitanya, and Ramananda Raya informs him about, oh, this king is such a devotee, this, that. And then he says, can you, I don't know, grant him a darshan? Can he meet you? And then Lord Chaitanya says, no, I'm a sannyasi. If I do something which is not appropriate, then everyone will criticize me. So I cannot do that. But if you really like this king, then you can get his son to come visit me. And he quotes from that, he says that in the scriptures it's indicated that the son is a representative of the father. It's more or less the same. So Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Raya comes, he softens him more, and Lord Chaitanya says, okay, you can bring his son. Okay. So his son comes, and he comes every day, and he becomes a pure devotee by Lord Chaitanya's association. And then there's next episode. This is Ratha Yatra day. So the king takes a broom, a golden handle broom, and he is just engaging like a menial servant of Lord Jagannath, which he is, you know. But it's very hard for these high-class personalities to become humble. You know, if you probably Bhaktatadei knows this, you preach to these high-class personalities, you have to, and at some point you want to tell them something, you know, but it's very hard to make them submissive and humble, you know, like, okay, because actually the position is that they are unqualified. From spiritual perspective, you know, you're a king, who cares, you know, like, couldn't care less, you know, like, you're completely unqualified. And you should just come like in day one, like, okay, I don't know anything, so please teach me. But it's very hard for these high-profile personalities to come to this stage. It's very, very hard, you know. Like you meet them and you see them. I mean, they have this I know all over, you know, like it's written, all I know already. There's nothing you can teach me, you know, like, and I mean, they gradually can soften, but it's very hard. So King Pratraparudha doesn't have this. He understands, oh, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is my guru, Ramanandaraya is my guru, this devotee is my guru, this other devotee is my guru. And I'm just a servant of Lord Jagannath. So on the day of Ratha Yatra, if I am lucky enough to get some service that I can sweep the dust where the Ratha cart passes, that's wow, you know, that's very, very nice for me. And I'm very happy to get this kind of service. So yeah, that kind of attitude touches Lord Chaitanya. I'll just read a verse from there. It says, upon seeing... Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engage in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya was very impressed. Oh, he's actually humble. Oh, he's actually going to listen. So we might even say something to him. So being humble is very important qualification of the king. Okay. There's one more episode during the Ratha Yatra. At some point, Lord Chaitanya is dancing, and to protect him, they make some circles around. Devotees make some circles around, you know, that not everyone, when there's a huge crowd, the people tend to push, you know, around. If you go to Mayapur, and there's this... on the morning program, I mean, not in Mayapur, but in Vrindavan temple in Kartik, everyone will push. Like, everyone will push around, you know, like. So you need, if you need something, you need some security who will just, like, protect some parts. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya is dancing, and the devotees just make a circle around, and they make a few circles. And the third circle is Maharaj Prataparudra with his associates. And in the circle before this, Shivas Thakur. And one of these associates of the king sees that Shivas Thakur is blocking the view of the king. It's like, wow. And he's not so advanced. He doesn't understand that, okay, that's proper. So he says, oh, this guy is blocking the view of the king. And he pushes Shivas Thakur a bit. No, and then more, and then more, and then more. And then Shivas Thakur just turns around and he slaps him, you know, like, you have this security guy pushing you, and this Shivas Thakur just comes and this security, this guy, he wants to take some action, you know, like, you know, how dare you? And King Prataparudha sees the whole incident, he's stopping this guy and he's instructing him. He said, you are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Shivas Thakur. I'm not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him. So you see, the king's very consistent attitude, you know, like, oh, Shivas Thakur, I'm a servant of Shivas Thakur. Don't do anything to the devotees. You're in a big mess. So... very consistent. So by doing this, he gets also the mercy of Shivas Thakur. So much mercy he gets. He pleases all these high-profile devotees. I mean, this is like all this, like they have this, in football, they have this star team, you know, that all these huge players. So this is... that play in the same team, and they're like, wow, people are like, wow, this is a stellar team, and so on. So this is a real stellar team. Shivastakur, Ramanandaraya, Sarvambhavam Bhattacharya, Lord Nityananda, Gopinathacharya. It's like, this is like, you please all these devotees, then your life is good. So, anyway, then after there's Ratayatra day, and there Lord Chaitanya goes in a garden to rest. And then, Shri Panchatattva ki jaya, Shri Gornitai ki jaya, Shri Prabhupada ki jaya. And when Lord Chaitanya goes to rest, King Prataparudra, according to the instruction of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, goes there, dressed in devotee clothes, without the king clothes, and he massages the Lord Chaitanya's feet, after asking the permission from all the devotees. And then he quotes some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which he's just following the instruction of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Lord Chaitanya is very mercy, very happy with him, and he gives him his mercy. So we have a very consistent case of how to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by consistently getting the mercy of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. It's a gradual process. Again and again, this devotee, that devotee, this devotee again, this devotee again. And eventually, when all these devotees are pleased with you, you'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and you'll become an associate of Lord Chaitanya. So, from some perspective, you can say that the king was not very qualified. He wasn't, you know, like as we said before, it's actually a disqualification to be a king, because usually you deal with material stuff. You get you become very materialistic. So, but by getting the mercy of all the devotees, he gets the mercy of the Lord. And this devotee association is so underestimated by the devotees, by the new devotees and by other devotees also. It's like so underestimated. It's so powerful, and we should, after some time maybe, we should understand that we exist in Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the devotees. Without the mercy of the devotees, I mean, this is strong things to say, but it's true, you know, like, without the mercy of the devotees, we cannot even come and eat prasadam. It's too hard. Because Maya is so powerful. There's this aspiring devotee, I meet him all the time. And he's somehow saying Hare Krishna, but he cannot come to not to the Sunday feast, not to Gaur Purnim, you know, like. So he needs more mercy of the devotees. So that's also what preaching is about. That they meet the devotees again and again and again. This devotee, that devotee, he gets some mercy from this devotee, and eventually, after some long time, Maharaj Prataparudra was waiting for a long time to get the mercy of, not so long, but there was some determination needed. Hare Krishna. And after some time, they will get the mercy of the devotees. And first thing we should preach to new people is that they need to search for the association of the devotees. This is first thing. You know, because if they are in the association of devotees, then there's something that can be done. If they are not in the association of devotees, Maya will just, as they say, they will sweep the floor with them. No chance. Zero. Finish. You know, so we should really be searching for the association of the devotees. And new devotees should be taught in this spirit that, okay, you know, you want mercy, you have to associate with the devotees. So you want to grow in Krishna consciousness, you cannot do it at home alone. It's impossible. It's a joke, you know. It's not possible. All the progress, this Shraddha, Sadhusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti, Nishta, all the progress in these stages, the water that is nourishing the plant is Sadhusanga. Is association of the devotees. Without the association of the devotees, there's no water, the plant will not grow. Finish, no, like. And of course, this association of the devotees needs to be done in a proper way. This association of devotees means, as there's this classic text from Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadek Shanti Tegyanam Gyanina Statvatarishna. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, submission, service, and inquiry. This is the key of the association of the devotees. This is how you associate with the devotees, and this is how you get their mercy. You ask them submissively what to do, and you do it. just like Maharaj Prataparudra. He was Gopinath Acharya came and told him, you have to do this. He just did it, you know, like finish, you know, like no jokes. So you can look at devotees who make fast progress in Krishna consciousness. They have this qualification, and sometimes they have it naturally. You know, they are submissive, they are humble, and they go around and they ask devotees. Of course, it's also about finding the proper devotees to take, because all the devotees are at different levels of consciousness, so you have to find the proper devotees to take their instructions more seriously. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't respect the others, but it means that we should choose the proper instructions which are in line with our guru, Shri Guru Parampara. Like sometimes devotees have many other ideas, and we should serve them by ignoring their strange ideas. Sometimes that's also part of devotee association. It's a part which is okay. And there's a very interesting statement. Some interesting statements Srila Prabhupada makes in one of the purports in this one of these chapters. For me it was like, what? I'll just read the whole purport and then we finish. He says, a devotee is always thinking of how better to serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to broadcast his name, fame, and qualities throughout the world. So a devotee is always thinking how to serve Krishna and how to preach about Krishna. One who is Nitya Siddha has no business other than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to his ability. No other business than how to preach. It says, such people are already associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You might say, okay, I don't have the opportunity to associate with Shivas Thakur or Ramananda Raya or Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But maybe you find these people who have no other business than broadcasting the glories of the Lord all over the world according to their ability. You might find them. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Nitya Siddha Kari Mane. One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present 500 years ago, only his associates were liberated. And this is like a strong point Srila Prabhupada makes after. Rather, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone is a Nitya Siddha if he acts on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading the glories of the holy name of the Lord. We should respect those devotees preaching the glories of the Lord as Nitya Siddha and should not consider them conditioned.
So, some of these devotees you find, you can still find around, according to their capacity. But so we should find these devotees who only thing they have in mind is how to please Krishna and how to spread Krishna consciousness. And then if we should serve them. And then same thing which happened to King Prataparudra, who was pleasing the devotees, then can happen to us.
Okay, I'll stop here. If there are some questions, comments. Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, a challenging question is here.
No, just joking.
Thank you for the lecture. You were mentioning the importance of the association, and of course it's true. My question is, since it sounds a bit sectarian, you have to associate with us some one new person of the, you said we have to preach to them to associate, but you might scare them because they say, you are brainwashed, now you want to brainwash me, and the best way to brainwash me is by pulling me inside of your association.
Yes.
How to deal with this, because there has to be some middle ground for new people not to get scared of this, for example. How you deal with this?
Well, I mean, that is actually the our principle, because when Lord Chaitanya was asked what's the symptom of the devotee, he says, Asat Sangha Tyagaye Vaishnavacharya. So the symptom of a devotee is that he avoids the association of non-devotees. And in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami, in second and third verse, in the second verse, he says, things that destroy your Krishna consciousness are association with non-devotees. And in third verse, he says that if you want to have success in the positive things, is avoiding association of the non-devotees. So he repeat, you know, like Nectar of Instruction is 11 verses. Yeah, so the point is that this is our principle. That's for sure. I mean, how to say it in a, you know, in a way that it doesn't trigger too much? Yeah, that's, you know, according to their level of Shraddha, of faith, you tell them, you behave very nicely to them, and then you you give them prasadam, and then you ask them to come next time also. you usually, they say, how do you make someone from zero to hero? You bring them from zero to one, you know, like, you know. But you should have in mind what exactly do you want to do, you know, like, even you have some chit chat, you give them prasadam, of course, and you are nice to them, and you try, you exchange numbers, and then you invite, oh, today is also, you have to use your creativity, but you should be, at least in your mind, you should be very clear what you want to do, them to do. They have to come and associate with the devotees, and then you introduce, oh, also this devotee, and if they get friendly with the devotees. And of course, at some point, you know, like, you beat around the bush for some time, and at some point, you know, after you feed them, stuff them with prasadam that they cannot run, you also tell them, you know, actually, if you want to make progress in spiritual life, it's sadhu sangha, it's association of devotees. So first you probably tell them that something positive. And then at some point, you know, if they complain that they have problems with these friends, you
suggest that, yeah, you know, there's negative association in soul. So, but it's gradual, you know. You like in Sankirtan, you massage a bit, like Uddhava Mitra does. At least that's how we say that Uddhava Mitra does Sankirtan. He goes there, he stops people, he massages a bit, he puts a book in their hand. He massages a bit more. He puts another book in his hand, you know. More massage. Oh, you're so nice. You're so spiritual. Oh, nice. No. And he puts another book. And by the time, you know, he massages for 10 minutes, there's a pile of books in this guy's hand. So that's how you do it, you know. Like also, when they come to the temple, you are nice to them, and gradually you tell them what you want to do. But you, at least the point is that many times, you know, devotees who are preaching, they have no idea what they are preaching. You know, like, what's your agenda? You know, like, what do you want to tell this guy? You know, I want to tell him about Radha Krishna. No, no way, you know, come on. You have to tell them something that will have some, they will get some faith, something they can appreciate. Relate to, have to listen a bit to them. And then tell them something which is relevant to them. And then you have to get them to appreciate the sadhu sangha. Shraddha and sadhu sangha. That's all you have to preach, you know. Like, but you as a preacher, you have to be very clear, you know, because it's already a mess in his head, you know. Like, you know, when they come, they have no idea what they're talking about, you know. Like, they're like, they have ideas, many ideas. But you should be very clear. What do you want? What's your objective? If they say, as they say, a business with no sign is a sign of no business. Similarly, in this case, if you don't have an agenda, you don't know what you want to preach, then you're just gonna. So you have to be very, very clear. Oh, what do we want to preach? We want him to somehow come in the association of the devotees. And if he comes in the association of devotees, then gradually we'll tell him something. If he doesn't come in the association of the devotees, and everything we do, you know, like, nice. I mean, it's a group effort, everyone, they come. There's someone at the reception who's nice to them. There's someone there who's nice to them. There's someone there who's nice to them. There's someone who's serving in prasadam who is nice to them. They might get the idea that these are nice people. Anyway, I don't know if that helps, but...
One more question. It's not connected. It's from the lecture, but how I heard this for the first time now in front of him, that Srivas Thakur was slapping this guard while, because he pushed him, it doesn't seem so humble. So how you explain this, or how you explain this to yourself, this special mercy?
Well, this is, what Krishna and his devotees do, you know, it's beyond our capacity to, this is the first principle, that Krishna, whatever Krishna does is good. And Shiva Thakur is on that level, you know, like whatever he does is good for everyone. And you have this example with Shivananda Sena and Lord Nityananda.
Yeah, but Lord Nityananda is Vishnu Tattva.
Yeah, but Shiva Thakur is Narada Muni. He's empowered to do whatever he wants.
I haven't heard that any Jiva Tattva hitting somebody in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the only case, or you are familiar with this? I mean, this was hitting. No, okay.
I will think about it. Might be more. I mean, there's Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya running after Amoga. with a stick. There's some cases. But, I mean, Shivas Thakur was more or less in ecstasy, you know, like, so, so it's just, no, like, you have to, but this kind of cases, you have to just see that these are pure devotees, and whatever they do, they, you know, you have Srila Prabhupada screaming at devotees, you know, like, when he went to Vrindavan, and they were supposed to open this the Vrindavan temple, and Prabhupada was in this, and he saw that it's just, you know, like, just a mess, a huge mess. He was just screaming at everyone. And but you cannot put this on the material platform. You cannot explain this on the material platform. Srila Prabhupada was just concerned for Krishna's mission. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened in this case. But if Srivas Thakur did it, and also King Pratabharuda explained to this attendant that if Srivas Thakur hit you, then you're lucky. It's your lucky day. you got the mercy of, and I'm not so lucky. I didn't get hit. So it's okay. Probably also Arjuna, he's hitting a few, he's doing some some damage there. Anyway, we cannot. It's pure devotees, and whatever they do, it's all right. No. Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.